Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es wach im Perik Ches Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hanitanin Bifnim. This is blood that has to be placed on the inside Mizbeach. Till now we're talking about the outside Mizbeach. There was a Mizbeach inside the Hechel. Now most Karbanis are on the outside of Mizbeach. You remember which Karbanis have their blood placed on the inside Mizbeach? They're the Par Visorial Shel Yoim HaKippurim. Or in addition to the Pereiches and inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's also on the inside Mizbeach. There are the Parim HaNesrafim, the Seirim HaNesrafim. That's when the Sanhedrin mistakenly permits something that's actually Aser. It would have an Isur Karis, and they made a mistake, and they paskin that it's Mutter. Most of the people sin as a result of that ruling. Those types of Karbanis. The standard Chatas, the regular Chatas, everything else is outside. So now, Hanitanim Bifnim. Blood that's supposed to go on the inside Mizbech, in the Hechel. Shenesar, but they got mixed up, im hanitanin bechutz, with blood that has to be applied on the outside Mizbeach. Yeshav chulu'ama, this gets poured into that channel that we discussed. What about Rabbi Eliezer, who kept saying, well, we can just apply it in the wrong place, and what doesn't belong there is considered to be water. Rabbi Eliezer would not say that over here, says the Bat Tanura. Here there's no Eitzah, because what should I do? Should I first put the blood on the outside, then go back and put it on the inside? The mitzvah is to put the inside first, just like there's the mitzvah to put the blood that goes on top first, because the inside is more chashiv. Should I first put it on the inside and then on the outside? I have the chatas and the asham that would become pasul if you bring it inside. And we can't say, well, let's pasul the outside ones in order to be machshir the inside ones. No, that Rabbi Eliezer would never say. You can't do an act to b'metzias pasul a carbon. Rather, explains about Tanura, wait till Shkiyas Hachama, let it become puzzle on its own, and then just pour it into the channel. And what happens if Nasan Bechutz? Let's say the Kayin didn't learn this Mishnah, or forgot the Mishnah, didn't ask, and he took this mixture of blood that's supposed to go on the inside Mizbeach, and blood that's supposed to go on the outside Mizbeach, and on his own Nasan Bechutz, he put it on the outside Mizbeach, v'chazav Nasan Befnim, then turned around and put the blood on the inside Mizbeach. L'maisa kosher. Each carbon is kosher. Because on the outside Mizbeach, you had some of the blood of the outside Mizbeach. And on the inside Mizbeach, you had some of the blood of the inside Mizbeach. But if he did it the other way, bifnim. First, he put this mixture inside the Hechel, v'chazav anasa b'chutz, and then applied it outside. So the inside one is kosher. But whether the outside one is kosher is a machlokes. Rabbi Akiva Paisel, Rabbi Akiva says no. We'll soon see why. The Chachamim Machshirim, the Chachamim say, no, even the outside carbon would be kosher. Shahai Rabbi Kiva Aymer, for Rabbi Kiva says, Kol HaDamim, any dam, Shenichnesu Lechaper Behechel, the blood of any outside carbon, that for whatever reason came inside into the Hechel, it was brought in to be Mechaper, Pasul. The Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Chatas Bulvat, the Pasik, that tells us if the blood comes inside, it's possible, referring only to a chatas, not to other karbanos. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, a third sheet is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, af ha'asham. The blood of an asham that goes in would also become possible. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, ka chatas ka asham. As the chatas, so is the asham. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, which blood becomes possible when it goes inside? Chatas and asham. So we have three sheetas. We'll review it as we chazer over the Mishnah. This Mishnah, Periches Yud Aleph, is talking about blood that's supposed to go inside, that got mixed up with blood that's supposed to go on the outside, Mizbeach, Lechatchila, pour it all out. And even Rabbi Eliezer would agree over here. Because you have to do the inside before the outside. And we know that the blood of the Chatas and the Asham become Pasul if they come inside. And I can't Pasul it. You can't Lechatchila Pasul a carbon. For that, everyone says it's a better option to wait for it just to become Pasul, wait for Shkiyas Hachama, and spill it out. If the Kayin didn't listen, or didn't ask, and he put the blood on the outside, then on the inside, so, but the Avid is kosher, because Lamaisa you had a mixture, so some of the outside blood went to the outside, some of the inside blood went to the inside. But if you did it the other way around, you put it first inside, then outside, then you have three shitas. Bekiva says it's possible. Bekiva holds any blood that's supposed to be on the outside, if it comes in, it automatically becomes possible. The Chachamim say it's kosher. They say this psul that the pasuk is talking about, that it becomes possible if it comes inside. If it came in to be mechaper, refers only to a chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says not just a chatas, but even a asham. So again, we have three shitas. Rabbi Kiva says all blood from outside karbanas, any carbon that belongs on the outside, if it comes inside to be mechaper, it's possible. Chum say just the chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says just the carbon asham.